Yourself, but giving tzedakah, opening your hand to a poor person is giving him life. Right? Maybe that's why tzedakah is mi moves.
Midah
negen
midah. Again, we come to parts of the body.
Right, so both parts of the body, but also the idea behind the aria and the idea behind the mitzvah. It's rectifying all the opposite idea of the aria. The aria was the ending someone's life, shortening their life, and he's saying, no, give tzedakah. Giving tzedakah is the chayyah, the opposite of that. Extending life, giving them life. So that's also both ideas, the chayyah. Okay. I did wonder if maybe you could say that these two things, he says, le'echov la'niyov, to your family, to your brother, and to a poor person, perhaps to a poor person indeed, and that's actually giving him life, helping him extend his life, and that's in place of the fact that somebody who's killed somebody is doing the opposite. So the echov might not necessarily be someone who's a poor person. That could be just helping him in some way. That would be just the opposite of using the fact that usually you're dying and now you're using your diamond toy. Okay, maybe. But Kaponim, this as well seems to include both ideas. And the next one, in Naim Rome, someone who has been 40, well, more than 40. Yes, uplifted eyes, and now he's been haughty in a Bhagava in this manner. His eyes lifted up high, looking up high, is the opposite of Shachos in Naim. So the way that seems to be as Navea, and the way to be Misak in that, or the way you should, the opposite of that is the Dako. You should allow yourself to be, so it's like downtrodden, you should be. So that's the opposite of being haughty, the opposite of gaiva. We had four hachno, the shachinayim and downturned eyes. So this is again interesting. Here we see it very, very clearly. Because right in the beginning, he said also the same thing of his name, shachos name. Right at the beginning, he said somebody who has mistakil barayis, also you should be bisnaheg the shachos name. So now, walk around, act with downturned eyes. That's the opposite. That's the opposite of looking in our eyes. And here we've got again another idea of using the eyes for Navega, and a different Navega. And here he says actually two things. Hey, dako v'shachinai. Dako being something not. Dako means being acting with hachno. Right. That's not using the eyes, especially. That's a general behavior. So definitely, that's going on the behavioral aspect of this. This ikka, right? You acted in a haughty manner, so now act in an opposite way. With hachno and anovo. And with sachinayim, and also, he's saying, rectify the fact you use the naim in the wrong way. So use the naim themselves to express the opposite. So the sachinayim itself seems to be carrying two ideas. First of all, it's the opposite of going on basiya type, going if you use the eyes to look at arayas. There's a loose surah in Vavchem Achrei Nechem, using your eyes as to go after your tivus, and then that was in the beginning. He says the shachas inayim is opposite of that, and also the shachas inayim is the opposite of the gaiva. Yeah, I think we've had before that. It seems that the gaiva and going after your tivus seem to be quite similar, quite connected. Okay, and one before then, penultimate one, leiv chayrish machshavis oven. Sorry, your heart has chayrish. It's proud. It's thought up all sorts of ideas, sinful ideas. So use your legs to have sinful thoughts. So again, you should hide in your heart, having your heart from now on words of Torah. Again, and your heart should think about deep thoughts. Okay, so again, before we had, when he said somebody who spoke Sheker, he said should learn Torah. That's the one in the Mephoshim putting this one out. Before he said, someone who spoke Shaka, one of the things to rectify that is to speak in Torah. And here he's saying if your heart has had bad mashalis, so that you can use, you can learn Torah with Dibur and you can learn Torah with your heart. So,
Duchazan.
Right. So, right. And here as well, here's using the heart. Using the heart to learn Torah, that's just using it. And also, I suppose the yogis in between, this might be the opposite idea. Okay. And finally, the very last one, which we mentioned, Mishaleach Medonim Ben Achim, someone who has caused machlekes between two brothers. Yevakishon and Revealafeyo. As we said before, right at the beginning, this is one on the rise, right in the beginning. This, again, doesn't mention at all any part of the guf at all. This is just the rectifying that area in which you've sinned. The idea behind this, the Aveo, was the fact it caused Mariva Machlekas. So there's a part of the Shuvah is to do the opposite. So again, we try to give a couple of ideas behind this Ika, why this is right. What's the point of this? So we said that one of the things we said is that you've used that part of the body, that nim or that ava for an avira. So you have to rectify that by using that nim. That part of the avira is not using it for what you should have used it for. So I should use it for what you should use it for. But by saying that, that's not really the main idea of the ikka. Well, it's not the whole ikka. The ikka is also not just rectifying the ava. It's just doing things, behind the idea behind the Aveira is doing the opposite of the idea behind the Aveira, right? Of course, Machlekas, now you should try and stress, go and seek out doing the opposite of being Oyushalim, Oyushalim. So I'm not sure exactly, I mean, I'm sure it's a nice thing. What's the idea behind that? I mean, is it, like you said, like the Rambam, just rectifying your behavior, getting used to behaving in a certain way, to get used to not behaving that way? To go to the other extreme, I don't know. He doesn't really explain. He doesn't.
When I learned all this chapter, I thought, for me, all these examples give only one leading instruction. When you do some aware, learn to aware what needs to be done, and do it.
But this is right in the beginning.
As simple as that.
Right, yes, but as we said, it's
because it seems that he goes right now, this is very, he goes in technique.
Ikker in itself. You think besides the fact that the children stopped doing the Avengers, he's saying this sincere specifically. And as we've gone through all of them, in each case, he's given a very specific antidote to the Avengers.
It's not just a general. He goes in mechanics. He goes in mechanics. It is not here. He goes every time in mechanics. Because takes a tool. Hashem gives you a tool, right? Use that tool properly. He'll use it properly. If you don't use it properly, you say, "Oh, that tool, I'm using it completely wrong. That same tool, I do the opposite thing with it. Then I'm doing the right thing with it." The tool, either right or wrong.
You talk about this. It is not.
No, it's not the same thing as what I said before.
You said it's Rambam. You said right now Rambam.
No, this is a different idea. So we said.
What I didn't understand what you said in this. Right now. You said, look at the opposite.
Opposite is Rambam. No, you're missing the key and wrong words.
Right.
And Hashem's giving you a nice tool.
Right.
Beautiful tool in this world.
Aye.
You use this tool for the opposite of what he wants you to use the tool for. And then you wake up to yourself, oh, I'm using this completely wrongly. I need to use this tool, but properly.
Oh, it is what I'm saying.
It's not a general idea
that we together 100%.
Right, it's not just a general idea to do mitzvahs. He's saying in each avail you should.
How I use my tool properly? Properly, if you go to any rabbi, he said, when you go on the Hikudah Street, keep your eyes down. It's not just that you get away.
No, it's not. He's not saying that. He says, because you've used your eyes in the wrong way, so now you should.
And right now, on Ben Yehuda, I said, not look down. I didn't do that there. And I'm at Ben Yehuda. So what I need to do is my eyes.
Okay, that's true, but that's not what I'm saying.
I try to bring point. If this technique is exceptional for sinners, it means not for sinners, different technique.
He's saying, hey, you should do more than you have to do, right? He's saying, like this idea, like this last example again. Someone who's caused machlokes should go and seek out shalom. So any person who has done a veira, okay, it's very nice to be an akoyin and go and be oyer shalom, but no one will tell you that every person is mechuyev to go running around to be like Aaron, being oyer shalom, roeder shalom, trying to make sure that shalom and machlokes. It's a very nice thing if you do it. He's saying if you have in the past been involved in causing machlokes, then we're saying there's a special reason. And then
extra reason for you to go. Not normal, but over normal.
No, the frequency. Go out of your way. Why you have to train yourself now to using this tool?
We again not argue.
Frequency includes abnormality.
He said, you don't need to make peace every second. If you sinner, try to do it every second. And it's the same thing. It's absolutely right. Opposite.
But there's a reason behind it. It's not
we have moments. There's definitely reason. Right. I'm not challenging
you. Just saying do moments.
We try to understand what he said.
Right. So we're saying.
So right now we were had idea, go on to normality. You said, no, it's nothing to do with normality. Nobody tell you make peace, but if you make machlokas right now, try to do peace much more often than normal person
right.
will do.
The point I'm trying to say
is a different direction, yeah. Exactly wrong, but what you said.
The point I'm trying to say is it's not just a general idea to keep mitzvahs.
It's not
kind
of correct.
The point I'm trying to say is it's not just a general idea to make sure now you keep mitzvahs. Specific to the day you've done
it. It is Rambam. It's Rambam. 100%.
We said it's not exactly the same, man.
Okay. What matter? What matter?
The Rambam is saying, in a way, he's saying how to fix the midah, how to fix your behavior.
Yeah. It's the same thing what you do.
Yeah, it is not necessarily behavioralist.
No, you protecting yourself not to do again a bad.
Yeah, he's not saying it just to make sure you don't murder. Someone's murdered somebody. You're not saying, to make sure you don't murder again, go and give stock. That's not what he's saying, right? He's saying, you murder again, you murder, that happened once. We're not going to do, you've done your ziva sechet. You're not going to murder again.
Really? Really?
That's what he's talking about here.
How you know that you're not going to murder again?
Oh, I'm talking about, that's a different avir, a different ikha called the ziva sechet. You're working yourself to make sure you don't do that avir again.
But right now, we're totally not together. All I hear was this book. You're not protected at all. You will do it again and again and again.
Right. And now we had all these other issues.
Right now I use this technique and I'm not going to do it again.
The only thing she's saying is that technique to make sure you don't do that again. That was other equipment.
That's what I'm doing. If it's not to do it again, what I'm doing?
And all these things, and any of these will change, is not necessarily all changing your behavior.
What I'm doing right now? If not to protect myself from another avir like this.
Right, that's what we're trying to understand.
Something different.
One
going to neutral, and the other's going to say, I'm going to really do this great, going to do great with this thing. Not. I'm just going to stop myself from going by. Forget that. I'm going to be the opposite. I'm going to do great stuff with this thing instead of just saying I'm stopping something. I'm going to reverse totally, and I'm going to use it to
maybe we're in the same page. By not trying to be on this, you will do it again. It's almost 100%.
It is how I hear what you're saying is true, but I don't think this is the point of this sikha. That study is mentioned many times in other places, but this sikha.
No, this is what I'm asking in Europe. I don't understand what sikha is right now. I'm really out. Not just 1% out. It's very nice technique to kill, drop on one hand. Like drop on another head, great. Right now, finishing
what? There is an idea, I think, in the story, there's a type of truva, I think it's called truva samishkol. I think there's an emphasis for stopping doing that way. That part of the truva also is now acting in the opposite way. Why that's part of the truva? I said that's what I've been saying. I'm not sure exactly why.
Yes.
But it seems that's what he's saying. He brings from the drosha of Chazal. So maybe to show, I don't know if it's to show how you are, or I don't know, I'm not sure why it is, but that's what he's saying. Part of the tshuva is not just, even if you've done the tshuva, and you're not going to do that here again, but to show how changed you are, you're the opposite person.
You hear my question. Good.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying for the last couple of times. I'm not sure exactly why, but what he's saying is definitely.
Do
it. It's definitely just do the opposite, act in the opposite way. Yeah, stress. Okay. So let's start the next. If you allow it as well.
Excuse me, please. Can we not start right now? Because we have breeze.
I'm breeze. Yeah. I mean, we have breeze.
Right.
I see. Our shears are full of breeze.
Thank you very much.